episode 2749, Who's Really in Control Here?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and I hope you honestly are feeling really good. But you know what? Sometimes we go through our days and it ends up being weeks, and sometimes we're like, gosh darn it, I wish I could just do a little bit more. Who's really in control here? Wellness Wednesday. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, staying on track by eating healthy and moving intentionally is easier said than done. However, you can do what it takes every day to feel amazing. But who's really in control here? Health is your wealth when it comes to your lifestyle, but one can argue that's not the truth. There are always two sides to every coin. And the same goes for healthy living. Your lifestyle is dependent primarily on your actions. Yes, your words and thoughts play a role too, but it still comes down to your actions, which always raises a question, who's really in control here? Life is challenging with all the ups and downs, roundabouts. Sometimes when you finally think you have it all together, you just want to celebrate it. You're like, yes, I got this. I don't have to think about it. I'm in my routine. That's when everything falls apart. You know, you've had a routine with your workout only to find out school starts in 3 weeks. Now what? Another new schedule to juggle. Oh, wait, but you've got your meals during the week, right? You got them down pat, but now with travel ball starting plus football and dance, no one is going to show up at the dinner table. This is real life. And this real life is what happens most of the time, right? You and I trying to have it all together, living a balanced life while loving the reflection. Balance, though, we say? That's for the birds on the tree limbs and wires. Life is not balanced. Yes, you can eat a balanced diet and exercise according to your muscle groups, but life will still be unbalanced. I can't stress enough, the change is a constant. You're always going to have change in your life. So as you try to maneuver your everyday, don't stress about what's coming your way. Own your junk. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Own your junk. J-U-N-K. I feel like we should be having a few cheerleaders behind us. You can place blame, talk yourself mean, and experiment with every diet and fitness routine. But when it comes to your lifestyle, there's only one driver in the seat. That's you. Did you hear me? You're the only driver in the seat when it comes to your health. You can't blame it on your kids. Nope, I know they take time. You gotta shuffle them around. They stress you out. I get it. You're up late. I understand all of that. But even if you got rid of them, guess what? And I don't want you to, by the way. You're still in the driver's seat. Nothing changes. You have to figure out what you need to do for you to live the most healthy life you can live for your body, for what you need. So you got to own your own junk, J-U-N-K. All right, so let's break this down. This was really fun, and I hope you enjoy this because it's a little bit of a twist. And I really want you to think about, because, you know, we think about junk food. Well, this is a different kind of junk. This is something that's actually going to help you get you to where you want to go. So number one, J, join your worlds. As human beings who want to be organized and streamlined, the function of compartmentalizing is a great strategy. I love it. However, if you want to do life with less stress, greater energy, and more joy, join your worlds. Not one of your interests or commitments or responsibilities stands alone. You have to see what you are doing as a lifestyle, not as a box. Let that sink in for a minute. How much of your life are you saying, okay, at this moment, this is how I'm going to do it. Now, yes, I get the being present part, and you want to do and you want to be exactly where you want to be within an hour. And you're like, I'm all in. When I work out, Christiane, I want to be all in. That's fine. You can be all in. But guess what? You got another 23 hours in your day that doesn't account for that 1 hour. If you just had a fight with your spouse in the morning, don't you think it's going to affect your workout in the afternoon? Yes. Because what happens? Maybe you get on the phone and start talking to your best friend. And you just let it all hang out, right? You have to look at your life as one complete unit. You got to join your worlds. You don't just have a career. You don't just have kids. And then once in a while you have a spouse. And then, oh, wait, then you're the maid, the Uber driver. You know, you take care of the dry cleaning. You know, you're the laundromat too. All of the stuff, right? No, it's everything. So join your worlds. Look at it from a different perspective. That's your J. Number two, you uncover what isn't working. Why keep trying something that doesn't work? Yes, it's good not to give up too early, but if you're honest with yourself, you know whether or not something has worked. So don't waste your time. Uncover what isn't working. And remember, honesty is the best policy in this. You're not going to trick your mind into doing something that it knows it's not going to do. Remember that. So when you have this conversation with yourself, when you're writing down, okay, really, how do I want this to work? What does this look like? You got to uncover it. And you've got to be okay with doing that. And in all of this, understand sometimes it's better to bring somebody in who's not emotionally attached and grounded to everything you did or didn't succeed at, however you want to look at it, or you did or didn't fail at, right? There's two sides to every coin. So join, uncover. Number three, N, negotiate what's in season. Why try and do something that's not possible? You wouldn't go to the blueberry patch to pick blueberries if they weren't in season. So why experiment and waste your time when you know what you think will work simply won't work in your schedule now? Negotiate for what's in season. If you're a new mom, you're not going to be able to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Why? By golly, you need your sleep. And you need to be sleeping at 5 o'clock in the morning if you're not taking care of your new baby, right? I mean, come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be real. Stop trying to pretend to have it all together. You didn't come out of a box. You're not the Barbie doll. You don't have it all together. And that's okay. So negotiate for what's in season for you. If you have kids right now that maybe you've got some high schoolers or you've got middle schoolers, even elementary now, right? We've got travel ball happening all the way down into elementary school, which that too is for another episode. I could go on and on about that on both sides, by the way, of the coin. But you've got to understand, if you can't do what you think you need to do on the weekends, why plan it that way? You're just going to get frustrated. Why introduce that emotion and then accept that feeling and then carry it around with you for months? And you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so much a failure. I knew I can't do this. Why did I even try? Negotiate for what's in season. And finally, number four, K, kickstart your day with something good. Every day you fail. That's just a fact. So why continually remind yourself that you didn't do something or still can't do something? Kickstart your day with what you will do. Prepare in advance so you leave the excuses at the door. No reason for unexpected guests. We don't need to invite our excuses into our day. That was yesterday. Today is a new day. Join, uncover, negotiate, kickstart. Instead of flying by the seat of your pants, put your head and heart into what matters to you. So that leads me to the questions. There's two of them here I really want you to think about. Number one, what is going to create the greatest impact when it comes to your lifestyle? What is that going to be? Do you need to focus on energy? What gives you more? Do you need to lose weight? Maybe you're having issues with cholesterol. Maybe your glucose levels are too high. Maybe you're borderline something, right? You know, we're all aging. So you look at that and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do here? So look at what you need. Look at yourself in the mirror. What is going to create the greatest impact on your life right now? That's what you need to be looking at. And then number two, how do you want to live today? Notice, I said, how do you want to live today? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, it's today. No need to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. Remember, balance doesn't come by what you do every day. Balance comes when your mind understands what your body needs. When you get that, you'll begin to, number one, have more grace for yourself. Number two, understand that forgiveness, you got to start with that. And number three, you're going to know how to love yourself from the inside out, just not from the outside in. You've got to look at your whole body, right? I mean, seriously, who's really in control here? Go out, create the lifestyle you desire. Create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed, and healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.